What do you think of my glasses, dude? This is my first time I'm wearing my glasses good, in the pod.
You look really.
Do I look very Asian?
Stylish.
Oh yeah.
No, you don't, man. You don't look Asian, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
You have an Asian. That's the paradox about you is that you have an Asian face, but you don't look Asian.
That's not true. I do look Asian.
You don't look Asian, buddy.
I do.
You do not look Asian. You have an Asian face, but you do not look Asian.
Whenever I go to Asia, I'm definitely seen as an Asian man. So.
Yeah, but even they, I'm sure, like. They know.
I mean, actually, in Korea, less so. I feel like Koreans don't see me as a Korean. But when I was in China, like, I was definitely Chinese.
Oh, in China, they see you as Chinese.
Yeah, that's
I guess
what
China,
I felt like
China,
when I was there.
So, like, the funny thing, and China
it's
is probably
so,
very
so
similar.
Big.
Exactly. China is probably similar, and India is the same. It's so big, and there's so many different types of people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so many. So, like, if you kind of. So, you. Because you kind of look Asian. They'll just assume you're
what
Chinese.
What does it mean, kind of look Asian? I'm definitely Asian, dude. What the hell?
Yeah, but dude, you don't, like, you got an, that's the thing about you, is you got an Asian face, but you don't look Asian.
What does that mean? So I have a non-Asian body, is that what you're saying?
Okay, well, think of the most, like, which probably is very tasteless, but think of, like, a caricature of an Asian person, right?
Because
you were saying, like, do I look Asian with the glasses, right?
With the rice paddy hat, and then two teeth. That's one caricature. Yeah, that's like the most.
Then there's that's the most racist one. Yeah. That's the Vietnamese one, I guess.
Yeah.
The rice paddy hat, and then there's the one which is now very like modern. You know, they've got the bowl cut or they've got a butt cut, and then they've got the glasses, and then they wear a tie. They wear a tie.
So now you're just describing a K-pop character.
No, like a tie, and they're very skinny, and they're like hunched over, and they're reading a book. Like that's the caricature of like the
that's
modern
like
Asian.
That's like an Asian nerd, man. You should go to should go to Korea. Like they're Korea,
and the reason
Japan,
why
China,
you
wherever.
Don't look Asian
so
is because you could never look like an Asian nerd because you're jacked, baby.
So are you you're saying jacked. Asians are not jacked? That's not true. Go there.
The
you'll
stereotype
see,
of Asians
walk in,
is
walk
that they're
Harajuku
not jacked.
In Tokyo or Gangnam in Seoul or I don't know, Sunny Tour in Beijing. You'll see like a bunch of.
I'm saying the stereotype, dude. But I'm sure no one's as jacked as you in Gangnam.
That's not true. Thanks for the compliments, man. I thanks, dude. Thanks. But dude, honestly. Honestly, this is still the remnants from the old days. This is still the remnants from the old days when I still had a lot of acne. When girls look at me for a longer period of time than just a glance. And rationally, I know, okay, I guess they find me attractive. But emotionally, there's still some part of me that thinks, oh, fuck, they're looking at my pimples. Because that's what used to happen to me when I was a teenager. Like, I had so many pimples in my face. Like, people literally stared at my pimples, like, counting them.
Oh,
and
that's messed up.
Yeah, man. And, I mean, I had really bad acne, but still. And so it's still, like, that still happens.
Okay, and why did you... Is this podcast now a therapy session for you? Why are you sharing this on the podcast?
I don't know.
Dude?
I think we can be honest. Like,
there's no simpy here, dude. There's no simpy in this.
Oh, come on!
Just kidding, man. Dude, you come on, man. You got this. Yeah. Grow up. Nah, just kidding, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah, dude.
No,
like,
it's in your past.
I had someone in my class who used to always say, "Oh, you have a touch of Asian," and I was like, "What does that mean? Like, I'm Asian." Like, it seemed like she was afraid to say I look Asian because that might be an insult or something. But I was like, the fact that you think that would be an insult, that's the insult.
Trying to say that your blood is pretty pure except for there's something that's been...
Yeah, well...
Yeah, what are you going to do, man?
Do you think... how do you think... people are going to look like in 300, 400, 500 years. Because obviously more and more people are going to mix.
I don't know. There's this theory, right? That, but I don't think it's like an actual scientific theory. It's just what people say, that everyone's going to end up looking kind of chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Like light chocolate, because everyone's gonna mix eventually.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Really?
No, I don't think so. Because I think that what happens is that because it's so random, it's kind of random what how the genetics are picked when kids are made, that it still continues to sometimes create, like, you know, not like certain kids will not look mixed. They'll look either like a certain parent, you know, their father.
I guess
their
that
mother.
Makes. I mean, like, I have a friend. She's quarter Japanese, so her grandma is Japanese, but she looks completely white. And she showed me a picture of her mom, and her mom, like, who's half. She looks kind of like me, actually. Yeah. So I was just thinking, oh, if I might have kids with a white woman, then our kids. Yeah, I guess there's a high probability they look completely white.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, so
just with a touch of Asian, right?
Yeah, with a touch of Asian.
Yeah. I always wondered, man, like, did you always wonder how your kid's going to look like?
Yeah, I would like a kid who just looks exactly like me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's,
and then you're
going to
bully that kid
jacked
as well.
Cuz
well, you were jacked like 5 years ago. Or however
long
that was.
Yeah, but the legs were still a situation, you know?
Okay. So. The legs again. Wow, you're so proud of them, dude.
I'm not proud of them. I'm trying to fight my genetic heritage here, you know?
No, but you do so many squats.
The other day, I was chilling with a buddy, and he was like, yo, man, your phone's really big. And I was like, bro, my phone is normal size. It's just my legs are so skinny. That in the pocket, it looks like my freaking. This is how big my phone is in relation to my leg.
Oh man!
So when I have kids, I hope they're not cursed with the skinny Indian legs. I hope they get some nice, powerful Austrian legs.
How many kids do you want?
I don't know. I feel like one would be nice.
Okay, really?
Yeah, like one perfect one.
And the other ones you're just going to bully into being perfect?
No, I wouldn't want any other kids. If I had a daughter, I just wouldn't want her to get my nose. That's all.
Why? You have a great nose.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if the nose fits
sarcastic.
So well on women. I would want her to get my mom's nose because my mom has a really nice...
With the nose earring as well?
Yeah, she should be born with a nose earring, dude.
Wow, what only one kid? That's so sad. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not, but for me it would be sad. But if any of our listeners are only children, then at least
I want 10 kids.
At least three.
At least three?
Yeah, I always wanted to have a big family. Because two is the absolute minimum. Like, I don't want an only child. But I'd love to have three, maybe four. But four is already a lot. And obviously, it depends on my wife, if she is willing to have so many kids as well. But let's see. I'm also... Actually, I was always open for adoption as well.
That's what I was thinking as well. I wanted to originally do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I always wanted to adopt a kid from India, actually. That's, I don't know if that sounds weird, but
why don't you just adopt me, bro?
No, because I don't know. Ever since I watched Slumdog Millionaire and then also Lion,
it's probably really hard though, right? I don't know.
I guess I'm sure it is. Right? Because no one should just be able to. But ever since I watched those two movies, I always wanted to adopt an Indian kid and just improve his or her life.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Because, man, just Slumdog Millionaire and also Lion, that really broke my heart, man. That's...
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is also, in my opinion, like, in terms of adoption, there's enough, like, you'll always find in every society, even here, you'll find places where, you know, kids need a proper home or whatever.
Oh, so. Man, yeah. Yeah. Even foster kids, you know, who do still have parents, but because of... I don't know, abuse at home or poverty or whatever it is, addiction, whatever it is. They also need a home, right? Even if it's temporarily. So I was even thinking about
that. Okay, guys, just a little note here. This is the third time we're recording this week's episode. And the reason why is because yesterday when we recorded, it was a really depressing episode.
Yeah, it was super depressing, man.
We were like, we don't want to
go down that route again.
And now we're going down the route again.
I don't know what it is with this week,
because this week the weather's been... the weather was pretty bad, but now the weather's pretty good. So I don't know what it is that's causing us to continuously go down these depressing...
I don't know. The first time it was technical difficulties, which is a shame because it was a great app. But someone forgot to record.
Yeah, technical dude.
Are you recording now?
I'm allowing it.
Are you recording now? Please check.
You can call it mental difficulties this time.
I mean, last time. Yeah, yesterday we had some... that was super depressing. But yeah, we had some good Jeffrey Epstein talk like we always do. Right?
Yeah, we keep on bringing up Epstein.
Yeah, because it's important, man. Like, people should not forget.
We should keep talking about them. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Keep throwing them fools out, name out there, man. People should know what's up. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. Nothing happened.
Yeah, and his partner is still out there somewhere. Who knows if she's still... Yeah, she's as guilty as he is. Like, he gets all the blame, and obviously he's completely guilty.
Well, not just all the people that he was about to give up, all those people, man.
That's true.
What's up? Let's hear it. You know, let's hear the list.
Yeah. What would you do if one of your idols would be?
Then let him go down, man.
That's good.
Whatever, dude. Look, in the when the Burning Sun scandal happened, is that what it's called? The Korean
Big Bang.
One? The Big Bang Theory. What? Not the Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang, the band.
The Big Bang scandal, I mean.
Yeah.
When that stuff went down, one of the guys who retired because of it was in one of my favorite
artists?
Boy bands. Yeah.
Big Bang.
No. Highlight.
Well, I don't know you. I don't know you listen to K-pop.
What? I've been telling you about K-pop
get
for ages, dude.
Get out of here.
Dude.
What the fuck? Really?
Dude, I'm like the biggest K-pop
get out
fan.
Of- what?
Yeah, dude.
No
well,
way.
Now much less. But like back in the day, I was a huge fan.
Back in the day, what's
but then
that?
When it became really, really... Like it was already getting pretty famous when I got in. But then when it became massively famous, I kind of like...
Well, you got into it when you were in Jakarta?
No, I got into it when, like, around 2010 or something like that.
Damn!
2009, 2010.
So, what's your favorite band again? I actually don't know.
Yeah, they used to be called Beast, but then they...
Oh, Beast, I think. Oh, yeah, you've told
then
me
they changed,
about Beast. Yeah.
Then they changed record labels, and they changed their name to Highlight.
Okay.
They haven't done anything in like, a year or two. And one of their guys, one of their main guys, I mean, all six of them were, you know, not, then it was five. And all of them are, you know how Korean boy bands are. Everyone is equally, like, youthful. It's not like the Western boy bands where one guy is being actually just, like, backed
like
up by five
lake
dudes.
Of, right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like four guys who are just there to, like, stand there and one guy sings. But the Korean boy bands are amazing because everyone plays a role. They work together to be strong, you know?
Choreography is freaking amazing.
Yeah, everyone gets their shine and everyone is there. Everyone has to play an essential role in the Korean boy bands.
Wait, so you gave up that band because one of them was caught up
in
the scandal as well?
I didn't give him up. He retired and you know what? Good, like...
Yeah, good. Oh,
fair
just
enough.
To,
he
so
retired because he did something wrong.
Who didn't listen to that app where we talked about it? Could you just give a quick recap?
Basically, what happened was that they found out that one of the most famous Korean pop idols was a part investor in a club that was basically providing women to rich VIPs and things like that. But then, what was really bad was that there were allegations of abuse and drugging and things like that, and that was the really, really bad stuff on top of the fact that it was kind of like a low-key prostitution thing,
like a brothel. Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, it was like low-key brothel,
illegal,
which you could argue is bad or not, whatever, but the real bad stuff was that they were drugging you know,
forcing them, Jesus.
Forcing them, and they were filming without consent and sharing the videos, and that's what got these fools.
Yeah, they were just sharing it on WhatsApp or something.
Yeah, there's a thing they have there, their Kakao own Talk, version, and they were sharing it on that, and then everyone who was
laughing about it,
and everyone who was in the chat room basically immediately retired and stepped back from the thing, and one of those guys was in the band Highlight.
And, the other guy was big band.
And when he was, it was like, fair enough, dude. You can't be going around sharing videos.
Yeah.
Especially if you know that they've been filmed without consent. It's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. So, damn, dude.
Yeah. You gotta deal with the consequences.
For sure. For sure. Man, some people. Let's not get into the sad route again. I guess it's good that we talk about some stuff as well. How would you feel if one of your favorite, like, Arnie, it would never happen because Arnie's a freaking
god, but what if Arnie had some kind of scandal?
Dude, I loved Michael Jackson growing up. You know, I love his music. I still love I Wanna Rock With You.
Which one is that?
It's an early one. Like, it's even before Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, I think. And then I remember when he died. Also, I was really sad, and I also watched that whole not the tribute thing, but they had some show in the Staples Center. I watched that even, and then when the documentary came out last year, damn, I can't even listen to his songs anymore. Really,
like, me neither. I get sick when they play them on the radio. Dude,
that documentary was so good. All the time. You know what made me the sickest? I was so into it. Like, I was watching interviews of the victims on Oprah, because she invited them over and she believed them, and there were a bunch of interviews. And man, just the commentaries, the comments of fans of Michael Jackson, they were like, "F you, you don't know Michael. Michael would never do that." And I was just thinking, these kids, or formerly kids, they know Michael Jackson way better than all these fans, right? They've spent actual time with him. And anyways, I won't say more. But that was a great documentary. And after that, I can't really listen to. Yeah. So yeah. And he didn't get the. Like, the victims didn't get the justice they deserved. And I do say victims because I do believe them. And I only listen to Jackson 5 now, because then Michael Jackson was still innocent.
Oh, that's funny. That's cool. Yeah.
I mean, I still listen to Michael. If it comes up, I'm still going to listen to it. But I don't have it in my list, my Spotify list anymore.
It's sad, man, because, you know, I used to love the music videos as well.
Yeah, obviously he's a musical genius, Michael Jackson. Like, his dancing is amazing and all that, but there is, I mean, that's and I what I really liked about the documentary was they were super detailed and graphic. And I remember, because if you just say, oh, that person is a pedophile, that's already bad, but it, you know, if you already love someone so much, it's kind of hard to make an image. But yeah, then there's no way in my mind that
if you watch that documentary, that you can't believe those two guys.
Yeah, it was. No, I mean, also the house employees, right? They were saying they didn't see the abuse itself, but they did confirm that he had all those rows of bells, like the kids were sleeping in his bed. Yeah. Like, they all confirmed all that stuff. Like, when an adult is sleeping in a bed with a kid that's not also his family member, that's super weird.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's just wrong. That's just, it's just, yeah, it just shouldn't happen.
No.
And, you know, and it's always boys. It's always good looking young boys.
Yeah.
And they're always prepubescent. They're always earlier than 12.
Yeah. And he changes them like every half year or something, like discards them completely.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the thing is, like,
that's like, yeah, that's, you know, grooming, per definition. Like,
it's messed up. Yeah. It's not right.
All right, we're getting sad again, so let's not. Jesus. What's up this week, man? Are we gonna record another episode? Let's call this
sad week. I don't know.
Oh, we should just
release all the episodes. One with technical difficulties, one freaking depressing as hell, and then this one also depressing.
Oh, man. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
What's up
with Vinny Vincetti? Has he been in touch? Or?
Vinny Vincetti actually... Wait a second. I think Vinny Vincetti actually did reach out to us.
No way.
I think so.
What are the odds? I mention him and you just happen to have a voicemail from him.
I think this is the one. I'm not really sure. One second. Just make sure this is the one. Oh yeah, okay, this is Vinny. Alright. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for the Vincetti? That kind of rhymed, didn't it? Ready for the Vincetti? Not really.
If you were Eminem, you could make it right.
By the way, how do you...
Ready for the Vincetti.
Dude, okay, so Vinny Vincetti, he's a superhero, right? So what would his superhero song be? You know, like Spider-Man. Like they all have songs.
Bada bing, bada boom. Go back to your room.
That rhymed. Bada bing, bada boom. Go back to your room. That's great. That's his bullying as a father. To Junior. Bada bing, bada boom. Go back to your room. Shit, that's a great. Bada bing, bada boom. Go back to your room. Bada bing, bada boom, go take up a broom.
What about this? Vinny Vincetti patrolling the streets to keep the criminals off their feet. That wasn't so good.
Double
was
V. Vincetti.
Why don't we should write a whole rap. We should do that. How his civilian name is Vinny? And his superhero name is Vinny Vincetti. He's like, nobody knows who lays behind the mask of Vinny Vincetti. During the day, I am just Vinny. But at night, I'm Vinny Vincetti, keeping the streets of New Jersey.
Yeah, dude. And then when he's a superhero, he just puts on glasses, you know? That's how no one... And puts on the spot here. What's it?
He's like, because nobody would ever think that Vinny would walk around with glasses. What is he, a dweeb or something? Because Vinny's a bully.
Are there bullies with glasses? Like most bullies never have glasses.
No, right?
Yeah, it's a weird observation.
You know, Netflix should, their next high school show, they should have a bully with glasses. Because Netflix is all about, like, you know, doing things that are, you know, like having an Asian bully. And like a skinny white guy as the bullied. They're always like constantly changing it up, you know? Then they've always got like interracial pair couples and all kinds of stuff. So the next thing should be that they're like, oh, the bully has to have glasses because there's never been a bully with glasses.
Oh, man, that would be great. I mean, it's great that Netflix
like
is doing
a bully,
stuff like that.
But... A bully in a wheelchair. Look. With glasses.
Also, bullying the shit out of the jock, high school
bullying the shit out of a little person in a wheelchair with glasses.
Oh my god. Oh dude, my glasses are even, dude, it's so hot in this room. Jesus. Dude, that would be a great, I'd watch that show.
What happened to Vinny's recording?
Oh yeah, let's get back to it. So Vinny has glasses, you think? Well, anyways, let's find out. This is Vinny calling.
Hey, it's Vinny. First of all, how you doing? I wanted to ask Ali, who's your biggest role model in bullying?
That was a short message. Thanks, Vinny.
Oh shit! So I guess Vinny isn't really mad about all the impressions we do of him. He seems to be pretty okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's his next. Maybe he didn't really listen to the eps. I don't know.
All right,
I guess he's just suppressing it. Maybe who knows?
Who's my biggest role model in bullying? Well, I guess, you know, one guy who's a pretty genius bully, because he got other people to do the bullying for him, is Michael Jackson.
Because
he did some heinous bullying, didn't he?
Whoa, that's true.
I mean, he would never bully directly. He always came across as really, you know, nice and whatever. But his fans and his family would do the bullying for him, right? Because they were all either they loved him or they were dependent on him. So
that's he groomed his victims to testify for him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So he's
in many ways.
Wow. That's a good point.
I bet you he even like just hung out with Macaulay Culkin so that he knew that, and like he didn't do nothing with him because he knew that would be like a high profile a guy who would back him up, you know. Nothing against Macaulay Culkin, because probably what happened was that they were just best buds and they hung out.
Yeah.
And then Macaulay Culkin would just come out and say the truth, you know, which is that
a good strategy on Michael Jackson's part.
So he's a pretty strong bully. Who else is a pretty strong bully? I thought Arnie in Pumping Iron was a freaking awesome bully. He was really amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Louis, you need 2 more weeks. Then maybe you can compete with me. But if you had 2 more weeks, I would have 2 more weeks. And then you would get bigger, but also I would get bigger, and then I would still beat you.
Oh man, I love the documentary. He's a freaking legend.
About you? Who are your some of your?
Oh, he was asking you, man. Vinny doesn't like me. I think
I would say those are two of the biggest bullies in the world.
I don't get the respect.
Two of the biggest bullies in the world are 25-year-old Arnie and Michael Jackson. Two bullies like of separate eras or separate like two sides of the same coin, you know.
You think Michael Jackson and Arnie could have been friends?
I don't think so.
I think Arnold would have seen through the whole thing immediately, you know. Who knows? I mean, I guess not, because Michael Jackson would hide.
I don't, you know, honestly, I think Michael Jackson probably had zero friends.
True friends, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't think he had any friends
maybe that's why he was so attracted to kids.
Well, yeah, that's probably the only friendships he could have were with kids. And then also I think that any grown-up who met him was a fan of his. Every single grown-up who met him was a fan of his. I don't think he was able to have friends. I think that also must have been a thing that was kind of crap for him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, people always think that fame is so great, but I'm sure, I mean, there's so many bad sides to it. So many. Also, I mean, if he starts dating someone, which he did, right? Mary Presley? Maria Presley? I don't know.
It's like a two. She has two. Doesn't she have a two?
Whatever.
Anyways,
so,
who cares? Yeah.
But it's like, it's also... Right, they probably both married each other because of the name and stuff. I mean, there's a high possibility, I'd say. And I guess if you're famous, you really have to take like have concern about that. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Anyways. Well, guys. Yeah. What do you think, Vinny? Okay, maybe Vinny will call soon and listen to all the times where we make fun of him. We love Vinny, though.
We've got a huge voicemail bag coming next week.
Yeah.
I think it's time that we brought back the format that made us famous.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll do a huge voicemail.
Yeah, let's do that.
How do you say?
So you guys, think Angela's going to call again or Ashley?
I mean, definitely, you haven't gotten in touch with her, right? The worst thing you can do is ignore her. Well, no, it's probably the best thing you can do, but...
Yeah.
Since you've ignored
her... Get a restraining order, that's the best.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll
have some new
music
queued up in the back as well.
Right. You think Gus became an alpha now, by now?
Let's see, man. We'll find out next week.
Yeah. Raj, porn star. Who knows? Let's see.
I just shot my first porno. I wasn't an actor. I was in the marketing department, but still, I call it a win. I'm one step closer to my dream.
Dude, Wow, can you imagine working in the marketing department of a porno company?
Dude, it would mess up your mind.
You think?
It really would. Wouldn't it? You have to look at all this freaking footage constantly.
I mean, I guess by then they're so desensitized, like it doesn't even matter for them.
Yeah, terrible. Anyways, dude. Oh, shit. All
right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This was not too sad of an app like yesterday.
We tried to keep it happy. Yeah.
So hopefully you had some fun. I definitely did. So, I had a great time. And for those watching, I'm sorry. My glasses kept watering. How do you say?
Like, fogging up.
Fogging up. Thanks. So I apologize for that. But yeah, thanks so much for listening and watching. I'm sure a lot of
people are super angry about that. Just by the way, it's good you apologized.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Yeah. Hey, sorry. Okay, I'll stop.
We're going to get a lot of voicemails.
about the glasses?
I really love the show, but can you stop fogging up your glasses? It's annoying.
Follow Ali on Instagram. Ali the Hasnain is his handle. Mine is Pascal Halsberger. And we're uploading these episodes and video every single Sunday, so please stay tuned. And yes, reach out to us if you have questions. That would be great. Please feel free. You don't have to be Vinny or Raj. You don't just ask us questions.
Send us a WhatsApp audio, Facebook audio.
Actually, it would be better to have a video because then we can even show it on.
Yeah, send us a video. Yes. We can put
that would
video.
Be even better. Yeah, but yeah. Audio is fine
unless
as
you
well.
Don't. Unless you yeah, don't
then
feel
if you don't
like
want to, then
face,
then you can even audio. You can even mask your voice like in the documentaries always. You know when they mask the voice.
Yeah, you can like have a shadow outline,
right?
I used to work in Area 57.
51.
We saw aliens. Earth is flat.
Exactly. So guys, yeah, thank you so much. Stay tuned, and yes, see you next week. Peace out.
Peace out.